Hello, and welcome to the April-May issue of CPA Technology Advisor. In this article, we discuss the 2007 Consumer Electronics Show highlights with an infirm impact. My name is Roman Kepchek, and I am the president of Infotech Partners North America, a consulting group that works exclusively with CPA firms to understand and implement today's digital best practices. A number of the CPA Technology Advisor columnists had the opportunity to attend the 2007 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, held in January of this year. This is one of the largest trade shows in the world, with over 1.8 million square feet of exhibits from over 2,700 exhibitors representing office, home, and automotive electronics. With a focus on tax and accounting firm automation, I recognized a number of technologies that could evolve from the consumer side to impact accountants in practice. Here are some of my favorite new technologies that I anticipate will impact our firms in the future. First, Dell Vision. The accounting profession has embraced Dell products for servers, workstations, and a multitude of peripherals. During his keynote, Michael Dell announced a number of service changes and new products that give listeners some things to cheer about. First, Dell has added thousands of service technicians within the United States and has reduced the number of toll-free numbers by over 80%. Dell found that there was an immediate 10% improvement in customer satisfaction, and the company plans on continuing this trend. As many firms are standardizing on laptops, they are finding that the cost to get triple monitors may be prohibitive compared to using oversized screens. Dell touted a new 27-inch and larger screens that make it easier to have multiple views on these secondary oversized displays. This solution is also easier for firms using Citrix or Windows Terminal servers to optimize video real estate. Dell also touted his new green initiative that includes free recycling for all equipment in any country where Dell does business, as well as the company's new Plant a Tree for Me initiative. When purchasers complete their transaction, they'll be given the option of paying $2 per laptop and $6 per desktop to plant a tree and offset the emissions associated with the electricity used by those machines. Next, personal communication devices, or PCDs, replace PDAs. I've been a strong proponent of PDAs, or personal digital assistants, over the years. But with the latest round of smartphones, I see no reason why anyone would prefer to carry both a cell phone and a PDA. The latest PCDs have improved voice quality, as well as added virtually every PDA function. The new Trio 750-680s dropped the protruding antenna from one of their more popular smartphones and added improved voice recognition capabilities to many applications. Motorola rolled out their Q Professional, which is one of the thinnest of all smartphones that not only has exceptional voice quality, but includes all the contact, calendar, email, and messaging features to which PDA users have become accustomed. Finally, Samsung rolled out a series of Microsoft mobile devices that will please, particularly its line of SPH phones, such as the i760. These devices come with a slide-out keyboard that allows the user to optimize it both as a phone and as a communications device, which I feel will become the standard format for personal communication devices in the future. Next, we have Lumis video eyeglasses. Much discussion surrounds the undersized smartphone screens and suggests that while they're capable of handling full spreadsheets, they only allow a very small portion of them to be seen on screen. A number of micro PCs in the market also have the same small screen issue. Imagine the ability to project these images onto your eyeglasses, similar to looking at a 60-inch or larger screen from a few feet away. Lumis, L-U-M-U-S, displayed working prototypes of such glasses, which could be made with prescription lenses as well. With time, the projection components will only get smaller, and this may provide users with a view on an additional screen and also allow them to review confidential data in a private view. Next, SanDisk Solid Disk Drive, SSD. SanDisk demonstrated a new 32-gigabyte solid-state disk drive that could eventually lead to elimination of hard drives in mobile devices. Hard drives continue to get smaller, but still rely on a multitude of moving parts that eventually wear out and crash the drive. Solid-state drive technology utilizes flash memory to not only store information without moving parts, but also to access the information at speeds that are significantly faster than hard drives. This will be a boon for Microsoft Windows Vista users, as the operating system has been optimized to use ReadyBoost, solid-state memory, to load the operating system much faster at boot up. In one demonstration to load the BIOS, a Vista operating system, and an application, the time for the SSD drive was 44 seconds compared to 72 seconds for the hard drive. These drives were also tested on a Windows XP machine and were shown to be 30% faster. Expect to see more use of these SSD in laptops and PCDs in the future, as they not only extend life, but also reduce the weight of today's mobile devices. Smart Fabric Wireless Keyboards. One of the downsides to many of today's PCDs is that entering large amounts of information directly into the PCD when outside the office can be very tedious, particularly if the user does not have an integrated keyboard. While plug-in and Bluetooth keyboards have been available over the years, they have been somewhat bulky and prone to breaking. Imagine a cloth keyboard that you can roll up and store in a pocket or a purse that is made out of smart fabrics that respond to touch. G-Tech, part of the Ellison Group, which made its name for building MP3 player controls into clothing, showed a smart fabric keyboard that allows you to type into your PCD via a Bluetooth connection. While it was somewhat difficult to use for two-handed touch typing, this device works ideally for those of us who are two-finger typists. And finally, methanol fuel cells, or long-life batteries. Toshiba set a Guinness World Record for developing the world's smallest fuel cell battery that runs on methanol. At this year's CES show, they displayed a laptop, a mobile headset, and an MP3 player that all operated on fuel cell batteries. The promise of this technology is that it could lead to 8 hours or more of battery life for a laptop, and recharges could eventually be purchased at convenience stores in the battery section. Thank you for listening today. This has been Roman Kepchak. You can learn more about this and other recommendations at our website, www.itpna.com. Thank you again.